عبر طائرة البطل المجاهد عمر الفاروق فرج الله عنه.
Osama bin Laden has been the boogeyman for the United States for years, before he became the boogeyman for every little kid worried about the ultimate bad guy. But the elusive OBL was only the star of his own dreadful video sermons and rants against the West. There was a bit of file footage of him firing guns and rallying trained terrorists and a couple of rambling interviews. And then he was dead, killed in the raid and manhunt that ended in a house in Pakistan. The story is told, of course, in the movie Zero Dark Thirty. And in that Hollywood film, they, of course, needed an actor to play the ultimate boogeyman, the evil of evils. In historical terms, he's Darth Vader and Hannibal Lecter times 10.
We're spending billions of dollars. We are still no closer to defeating our enemy.
No birth certificate, no cell phone. The guy's a ghost.
In Zero Dark Thirty, Osama bin Laden is a bit part, but a very important bit part. British actor Ricky Seccon was cast in the role he wonders if he'll ever get out of. So far, he's not on a no-fly list, and he may want to take a new passport picture if he gets invited to the Oscars. Seccon says Osama bin Laden is partly a creature of the imagination because there is so little of him in reality.
Apart from, you know, what little kind of YouTube footage there is, there's not much to go on. You don't really have much apart from opinion, obviously, you know, journalistic fact of what he's done in his life, and hearsay. So it's kind of up to you to pick through all of that information and try and take as much of it as you can and try and build a character out of that.
What went through your mind when you were cast in this part?
I don't think I can say that on the radio, but I was shocked, very shocked.
I see. So your agent said, it's great, it's going to be great, it's going to be great. And you said, oh, no.
Yeah, I don't have an agent, so
Maybe you need an agent, Ricky. Yeah.
I was just told that I got offered the part by the casting director, and it was only then that she could actually tell me what part it was and what film it was for. And, it took some consideration, but I was all for it. I was all for it when I found out about the movie.
What kind of an acting challenge is this? I mean, Bigelow movies are very much about kind of the technology and the sort of intensity of the situations.
Yeah.
And while, Hurt Locker had some amazing ensemble work in it,
yeah.
I'm wondering what you had hoped and how it was working with the director.
It was a great experience, to be honest. I was more concerned, I'd say, about getting it wrong than about playing bin Laden, to be honest. That was my biggest concern. So that's why I did a lot of work prior to the shoot, just to equip myself with as much information to get my, physically, to get myself as ready as possible for the shoot. And I think I managed to pull that off. And it was, the shoot was so great. It was really exciting for me.
Did you think you managed as an actor to get inside the mind of your character here?
I think to get that focus, what really helped was a lot of focus exercises that I took with me to the Middle East. And, when you can get yourself into a really focused state of mind, you can certainly block everything else out and get inside what you believe would be the character's mind.
All right, now that's, what you might tell your acting coach, but
to
us out here, getting in the mind of Osama bin Laden just seems like a haunted house without any exit doors.
Yeah, it's really...
What's that feel like? I mean...
It's dark, but at the same time, and it's complex, and it's plagued, and I don't know how to describe it, but for yourself, you have to ask a lot of questions, and you have to try and answer them how you think your character would. And it was a challenge.
What do you make of the controversy surrounding this movie? And did the end product reflect, in your view, an honest portrayal of events as you understood them?
Yeah, I think it was complete fact, completely focused and just nothing but fact, which is great, which is exactly what I'd hoped for. I think they did an amazing job. And I hope that all the debate that it's raising is going to do good.
And for you, though, it's not exactly like you can have a Sesame Street cameo or anything.
I think those chances are definitely gone now. But I was trained in comedy, and I started out in the theatre doing comedy, and I think that's hopefully one of my strong suits. So, you know, I understand that negative roles, it's quite easy to be cast in negative roles myself, the way I look. But I hope that, you know, my career is not going to be that limited, because I just don't think it stretches an actor enough to just do one line of work.
But Hollywood is full of putting people into boxes. You know,
yes.
Stories are putting people into boxes, and oh, that's what you're going to be. And women go through this all the time. And certainly, you know, characters who represent certain ethnicities go through this all the time. You know, what do you think your fate's going to be here?
I really have no idea. I really need to get an agent and try and work with them to create, I guess, a new box, you know, a new box that I sit in, and where I can do pretty much whatever I want. I'd like to do work that I'm interested in, and that's why I'm not a full-time actor. That's why I run my own business, because I need to eat. But
night he plays Osama bin Laden. Yeah. By day, what do you do?
I build houses.
Nice. You and
my father.
That's great. But in terms of the crop of evildoers,
yes,
in the movies this year, you stand in quite a hall of fame. I mean, you got Javert.
Yeah.
You've got that nasty fellow in Django Unchained.
Yeah.
How do you think you stack up as Osama bin Laden, the big O?
I don't think I stack up at all. I mean, luckily you don't really get to see much of him, so and he can't do much evil, you know, lying on the floor. So I don't think I stack up, but those other actors are fantastic, and they portray evil in the most honest, complex way, which it is, you know, it's quite interesting in that sense.
You going to the Oscars?
No, I don't think I'm invited.
Don't think you're invited. Well, if you were, I'd tell you to go up to Leo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe and say hi. I'm sure they've seen you.
Yeah, possibly, quite possibly.
Quite possibly. I mean, on a serious point here.
Yeah.
You played Osama bin Laden really at the end of the game here.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if this experience made you intrigued to try to possibly play him at some other point where there'd be more of a narrative, where you'd get to see more of the character.
A biopic? I mean, yeah, I think there will in the future probably be a biopic. Whether or not I'd want to be a part of it is a different story. I think it's a really, really easy story to get wrong. And I think it just, if it were to happen, it would need to, you know, be handled very, very, very carefully. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, Ricky Tseck, actor who played Osama bin Laden in Zero Dark Thirty, thanks so much.
Thank you.